Some more political news today. Biden canceled nearly $6 billion in federal student debt to thousands of public service workers. That's right, Biden canceled almost $6 billion in debt. Then one guy was like, now do me. Please,
The Democrat Party is, it died. When did it die? It's not democratic. It's not a party. What is a gang of commies stealing and redistributing wealth and buying votes? It's like Venezuela around here. Speaking with Jonathan Turley, raised in a Chicago Democrat household like me, wrote a piece about the shape that the Democrat Party is in, and he talked about it this morning. I have it for you. I will share it with you. He was in the 6 a.m. hour on the Fox News Channel this morning talking about the state of the Democrat Party. The undemocratic party, the anti-democratic party. Yeah, another $6 billion. We used to call this buying votes in Chicago. They couldn't be more corrupt if they were Sicilian gangsters. No offense to our Sicilian friends, but you know. Can't kid me. Everybody knows. Yeah, six built, and everybody's very pleased by it at National Panhandler Radio and beyond. What does that bring it to now, Michael? It brings it to a whole lot more than $6 billion. Way over $100 billion paying off other people's student loans so that they can be paid off later by plumbers and truck drivers. You went to Harvard. You went to University of Pennsylvania. Don't worry about those loans you took out. Here's your lesson. The commies are here. And they're fleecing everybody. Pretty amazing stuff. Nearly 80,000 public service workers. That's what we call people workers because we've adopted the Soviet lexicon thanks to the Democrat Party, including teachers, nurses, and firefighters. Lots of college loans for the firefighters are going to be paid off. Have roughly $6 billion in student loan forgiven on Thursday, yesterday, $6 billion. This is, the Supreme Court ruled that he couldn't do this, but because he's Hitler, is that the correct word? But because he's really undemocratic, he's not democratic at all. He just ignores the Supreme Court and the rule of law. The rule of law is not for the left. They'll tell you what the rule of law is. So that's another Democrat party. The corruption is everywhere. And our news media loves it because you got to keep in mind that our news media is the most corrupt institution in the United States of America. Interestingly enough, when did that happen? Well, it's been a gradual process, I think, to some degree. But we've got that one, and they think it's good fun on late-night TV because, you know, it's all part of the propaganda apparatus of the Democrat Party, of the international left. And that's who they are. They're not American liberals. They're undemocratic. They're anti-democratic. So I want to share a bit of that with you. It's pretty crazy. And also, boy, did you see in Gaza yesterday, there was kind of a funny occurrence. It may depend on your sense of humor. Not everyone may find it funny. But a couple of Palestinian brothers, apparently twin brothers, according to multiple reports, they're twin brothers, 19 years old. Well, one of them is now 19 years old because one of the twin brothers was accused of collaborating. He's a Muslim. And he's a Palestinian, so-called. He's an Arab and living in the Gaza. And he's accused of collaborating with the Jews. And you know how they hate the Jews. They don't like the Jews at all. They're Israelis. And so one brother allegedly betrayed the Palestinian people, so-called. And the other brother, the twin brother, was 19 years old. They're the same age, even though they're twins. And even though it's the Gaza. But the second brother was called in to kill his twin brother, to mow him down with automatic weapons fire. Sounds like an AK-47 from around the corner. And so brother one was gunned down by brother two because he collaborated with Israel. And it's fairly hilarious, I've got to say. Hey, Nabil, duck. And mom was standing by, so proud of the brother that gunned down the other brother because he, you know, he talked to the Jews, and you can't have that. So I want to get into that story. I've got their names for you and all kinds of details. It's a little bit of fun. It's all about family. It's all about family. And whatever you do, don't talk to the Jews because that's what will happen to you. They'll bring in your twin brother to gun you down. Not that they're savages or anything like that. They are, you know, from the river to the sea, the Democrats are chanting on behalf of these animals. I'm sorry to animals everywhere. To these savages. And pretty amazing stuff. These are the people that the Democrats are backing over Israel because the Democrat Party is not well. They're not well at all. They have a lot of gender issues, too. These are not good people. The CIA intervened in Hunter Biden probe. There's a Hunter Biden probe. Whistleblower Patrick Kevin Morris claims. The Washington Times has the story, and the Washington Post does not. But more corruption from our intelligence community and our federal government. We are a banana republic. We are a third world country with a first world economy so far, but they're sucking the lifeblood out of that too because we're $34 trillion in debt and they just took, we'll take another $6 billion and buy votes and pay off student loans. Now it's like 100 and some odd billion dollars. And the Supreme Court says that Joe Biden can't do it and he doesn't care. And so he continues to do it. And our news media doesn't care either because they're filthies. They're filthies. They're plural filthy people. And boy, it's amazing. Wait till I share this story with you. The CIA, also the intelligence community, they put out a memo. They have an internal kind of newsletter called The Dive. And they've instructed everyone in the intelligence community to not use terms like jihad or Islamic jihad or radical jihad or jihadis. Don't use these terms because they ended it, I think, with Allahu Akbar. I think that the Biden intelligence community newsletter ended with Allahu Akbar, and then one of them self-immolated, which is probably not enough. Amazing stuff. Yeah, but yeah, this guy, the twin brother, gunning down his twin brother. That's fun. That means we're one step closer to a ceasefire. One jihadi closer to a ceasefire, which is, I got to say, this jihadi brother who killed his twin brother, he brought us one step closer, which is more than we can say about our Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, or Joe Biden, for that matter. Where are the peace talks? They keep yelling, ceasefire now, and from the river to the sea, which means wipe out Israel and kill all the Jews. And that's a bumper sticker of the Democrat Party in 2024, wipe out Israel. They're not on our side. Boy, are they not on our side. But honestly, this jihadi brother killing his twin brother did more to bring peace to that region of the world than the entire Biden administration. Oh, yeah, speaking of which, questions were raised about Obama being at 10 Downing Street in London recently and what he's doing there. And it's kind of interesting because England is now speaking up about the war against the troglodytes, the war to save civilization. And guess what? The lefties in Britain are not on the side of civilization either. Amazing stuff, imperialist bastards that they are. Never mind that. Great piece by Jonathan Turley, law professor extraordinaire, George Washington University. Democrats lost one precious thing at Hunter influence peddling hearing. And it's quite a thoughtful, at least several elements of it, very thoughtful by Jonathan Turley about what has happened to the Democrat Party. Maybe I think it's thoughtful because he sounds a lot like me when he's talking about it. Also, I don't know if you've seen it. It depends on what news organizations you depend on for your news. But if you're listening here, you've probably seen it. That mob of hundreds of illegal criminals attacking the United States of America like an invading army. They stormed our border and attacked National Guard and Texas law enforcement because Joe Biden isn't securing our border. So it's been left to the states. And Joe Biden will take the states to court to try to stop him from defending our border because Joe Biden wants more crime, more gangs, more drugs, more fatal drug overdoses. Joe Biden is not on our side. But hundreds of illegal aliens charge the U.S.-Mexico border. And who covered it? Did CNN cover it? Did ABC News cover it? Did NBC News cover it? No. Pretty amazing stuff. The New York Post covered it, and they got the video of what happened at our southern border yesterday. And it is pandemonium. It is anarchy. And that's what Joe Biden represents, and that's what the Democrat Party represents. They're here to make the United States unrecognizable as a sovereign country. CBS did a few seconds on it. They're the only network to cover the attack on our border yesterday because they're not in the news business. They're in the act of journalistic gratification business for the Democrat Party. Pretty amazing stuff, I've got to say. Also, did you see the spring breakers that went to Cancun in Mexico? And they were held up at gunpoint by gangsters with rifles and forced to get cash and fork over their cash, had to go back to the hotel room, holding hostages on the beach while one of the girls went back to the hotel room to get all the cash and pay off the gun-toting criminal gang on the beach in Cancun, Mexico, where I've been with my best girl on vacation. And spring breakers down there. Mexico is, if the news media covered these things, they'd have some black eyes. They certainly would. Amazing stuff. Yeah, American college students on spring break in Cancun attacked with rifles in their faces, and they were given three options, none of them ideal when you're on vacation and everything. So we got that. And Mexico, in the meantime, is vowing to fight any effort by Texas to deport illegal aliens under the Texas state law that the Democrats in Washington are fighting against because they're not on our side. Speaking of which, I've seen Democrats squatting in people's houses. I don't mean crouching down and sitting on their haunches, but they break into people's houses when people aren't there, or condominiums, and they steal their property. And we're such a dumb country because of people that call themselves liberals that in a whole lot of jurisdictions, including Washington, D.C., if you stay there for like 2 weeks or for a month while people are away or they're not living there, then Democrats say, oh, yeah, that's your house now. You own that house. I think that, like, if you sit in somebody's car for 15 minutes, you should own their car based on that, too. If you have their kid for a day, then the kid belongs to you. It's we've lost our mind as a culture, and it's all because of people that call themselves Democrats and liberals. Well, these squatters, they're everywhere now. They're all over the country, stealing million-dollar houses in Atlanta, stealing apartments in New York City, and a couple of squatters moved into a condo, an apartment in New York City, and they murdered the young woman. The woman was in Spain, old Spain, with maracas and dancing and stuff. And they moved into this apartment in New York City, and the woman came home, and so they murdered her and stuffed her into a duffel bag. And the Democrats kind of shrug and say, well, hey, the squatters own the condominium, because they're on the side of death and mayhem and anarchy. The Democrat Party is a friend of no one. Remarkable stuff. Also, you see this Democrat woman in Alabama. I think she was a nurse. She faked her own kidnapping for a couple of days. And she finally confessed that she wasn't kidnapped. And she lied and she made the whole thing up. And now I was reminded of Juicy Smollett because she filed all these fake police reports that she had been kidnapped and stuff. She has confessed that it was all faked, and she has now, she's being told to pay a fine of $18,000. $18,000. I don't know where she's going to get that. Democrats will probably raise the money for her because isn't that more than Juicy Smollett is forced to pay? Now, the big stories today, we've got the border story. That's a big story. Our border being attacked and the Democrats waving them in because they love gang violence and stealing everything, looting, destroying businesses. Oh, you see the dollar store, speaking of which, the dollar store, everything's a dollar. Used to be anyway. It went up under Joe Biden. They're closing 1,000 stores nationwide because of the costs of everything. Inflation makes it hard for a dollar store because of Joe Biden and because of theft, which is all Democrats, all Democrat. They loot everything. And the dollar store is, they're shutting down 1,000 stores going out of business, and it's all because of Democrats. And I've got updates for you on President Trump being ordered by these fascists in New York to pay them, what, $454 million, $454 million by Monday, or they're going to start stealing his property because they know that all power comes from the barrel of a gun, just like Chairman Mao said, and the Democrats believe that too. So I've got an update for you on President Trump and the criminal shakedown by the criminal Democrats who are behaving as criminals behave. I got that for you. Yeah, President Trump, the southern border, an Indiana student that flew the American flag on his pickup truck found himself, well, a big surprise for him, a big surprise for the American flag waving pickup truck driving high school student in Indiana. And it's a happy story. It's a very happy story. We are at 888-630-9625. Hey, it's Chris Plant. Excited to tell you about our July 2024 Listener Sea Cruise. We'll be sailing around the British Isles, visiting Scotland and Ireland. Please join us. Visit chrisplantcruise.com.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
And did you see the NBC network executive who has twisted gay fantasies about Barron Trump, who just turned 18 years old? And he dreams on Twitter that Barron will be gay and marry a man and get a house in Mexico because the guy's a total freak show and 30-year senior executive at NBC. And all of that is fine because Democrats, you know, they've got a lot of issues. We can't address them all at once, but they're an unwell bunch of people. And I've got that for you too, because that's wackadoodle-doo. That's for sure. He's fair game, he says. The 30-year NBC executive says Barron Trump turned 18 years old, and he said now he's fair game. Now he's fair game. That's what this creepy creep is talking about. And it's just fine. He'll probably be hired by CBS now just to round things out because he left NBC a little while ago, but that's it. So we've got a great many stories for you because the Democrats keep doing all these crazy things. And every single one of these stories, I kid you not, is a crazy Democrat. Also, did you see the Democrat congressman from Maryland who used the word jigaboo in a public hearing, but it's okay because he's a Democrat. You know how that works. When you're a member of the party of the Confederate States of America, the Jim Crow people, it's okay when you use terms like that. It's only wrong when a Republican use a term like that.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
Also, we have one of these fake looming government shutdowns. I love a good government shutdown myself. I live in Washington, D.C., and I've lived in Washington, D.C. for a long time. And government shutdown time is one of my favorite times in Washington, D.C. Big snowstorm. I like a big snowstorm in Washington, D.C. because everybody's afraid of snow here, and they hide inside. And nobody drives because they can't drive on a nice, sunny, dry day for the most part. But nobody hits the roads, and that's good. And it is, as I've mentioned before, a big snowstorm, and we haven't had one of those in a while because of global warming, you know. We haven't had a big snowstorm in a while because we're in the Mid-Atlantic region and it doesn't happen all that often, but from time to time. And it's the only time when people in Washington might look up and say hello. It only happens once every 10 years or something, but people normally don't look up and make eye contact and acknowledge people walking by. You could be the only people on a city street, and the people of Washington still won't look up and acknowledge, you know, anybody on the sidewalk. They're a weird bunch of people. Strange. It's better than, you know, shooting each other, which they do a lot. And then a government shutdown. I love a government shutdown because when the government doesn't come in, every day is like a weekend in Washington. The traffic is very light, and it's kind of nice. It's like a holiday. When the government takes a holiday, it's sort of like death takes a holiday. And I love a government shutdown. So everybody wants to panic. Oh, no, Timmy's scout troop won't be able to go to Jellystone. And the news media will all be there at Jellystone for a little Timmy's scout troop not getting in. Timmy will cry for the cameras, and the news media will pretend that it's really a big deal that Timmy's scout troop can't get in Jellystone. And, of course, it takes more people to close the government in many instances than it does to keep the government open. I've told you these previous clown car government shutdowns, which are always theater. They're theater. You go to the World War II Memorial, which is an outdoor memorial, of course, and normally there might be one or two park rangers or something in the World War II Memorial that can answer questions for you, and they're great. They're wonderful. But when it's closed, they have like 30 people there to put up fences so you can't walk through an open-air thing. And they put up these fences and barricades to say, oh, no, this is closed, because they always blame the Republicans, and it's always because the Democrats want $1 trillion for Hamas or something like that. They put poison pills in the bill and make it unpalatable for anybody with a functioning brain. And then when the giant $1 trillion spending bill that'll keep the government open for another 3 weeks, so we can have another fake crisis 3 weeks from now. This town is a disgrace to our republic. And it's always the Democrats that drive the train on the government shutdown, because they always know that the Republicans will always be blamed because of the Washington Post and other similarly corrupt institutions. And there are many similarly corrupt institutions, but like the Washington Post. But never minding that. That's remarkable stuff. So we've got that. Now let me get to a couple of things, because President Trump is being told, speaking of government shutdowns, their phony drama and the money, you got a crooked judge in New York, Engoron. You've got a crooked attorney general of the state of New York, and she has it as she ran on getting Donald Trump, right? That was her platform, and the crooked Democrats, because they're much more corrupt now than they used to be, but they're demanding, they convicted him of somehow defrauding nobody with a fake charge that he claimed that his properties were worth more than Judge Engoron says they're worth. Judge Engoron said his $500 million estate in Palm Beach, Florida is worth $18 million. He should go to prison for that, of course, because he's lying Sacagawea. But the Democrats are now saying that President Trump has to hand over $454 million by Monday, or they're going to start stealing his property. Now, this is the Trump Tower. He's got a lot of properties in New York City, of course, big buildings. He's a billionaire, and these things are worth a lot of money. But he doesn't have a pile of cash. No billionaire has $500 million in cash sitting in a bank account ready to hand over to a crooked Democrat with a gun. And again, it is, you know, the Obama administration official who, what's his name, Ron Blum or something, who said that they believe, the Democrats believe, that they agree with Chairman Mao Zedong, history's number one mass murderer of humanity, that all power comes from the barrel of a gun.
We know this is largely about power, that it's an adults-only, no-limit game. We kind of agree with Mao that political power comes largely from the barrel of a gun.
They just kind of agree with Mao. You kind of agree with Hitler. You kind of agree with Joseph Goebbels. You kind of agree with Joseph Stalin. But they don't agree with Thomas Jefferson or with Ronald Reagan, because they're not on our side anymore. Boy, are they not on our side. So the headlines are, you know, what happens if Trump can't post his $454 million bond? That's Bloomberg and the New York Times. What happens if Trump can't get a $500 million bond? Again, nobody, maybe some Arab kings, have $500 million in cash sitting somewhere. But if you had $100 million in cash, you invested in something that, you know, our dollar is depreciating with each rotation of the earth. So only an idiot would have hundreds of millions of dollars sitting around in cash. Now, Letitia James is the crooked New York Democrat that ran on getting Trump. Then they ginned up fake charges. And the thing is, rank-and-file Democrats across the country are fine with this because it's a party, a political party that runs on hate. Hate is a very powerful emotion. They have seized on that. They get their people to hate. I've been talking about this for ages now, for a decade and a half, how the Democrats have the power. I call it point and hate. They can pick anybody out of a crowd and, like space aliens from Invasion of the Body Snatchers or something, they can point at someone and say, hate them. And the entire Democrat Party, rank and file across the country, will go ahead and hate the person, whether it's Kyle Rittenhouse or, you know, who defended himself against a serial little boy rapist in Kenosha, Wisconsin. They all hate Kyle Rittenhouse. Nicholas Sandman, that's exactly who I was thinking of, who stood on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, and the Democrat Party says, we hate him.
There's something aggressive about standing there.
Yeah, there is an MSNBC, something about he stood there, so they hate him. And of course, Donald Trump, they hate more than anybody because Hillary was supposed to win and become the first communist America-hating president and one with female genitalia, theoretically. But I can't attest to that myself. But they hate Donald Trump more than, you know, they have after-school Satan Club for the kids in schools. But if you had an after-school Donald Trump course, they would burn the school down because they're violent, too. So USA Today sees accounts, Mar-a-Lago, how Letitia James can collect $454 million if Trump can't pay it. That's just their headline. They're very excited. And the news media is in cahoots with them, of course, because they're filthy Krupniks. But New York Attorney General Letitia James could swiftly move on former President Donald Trump's bank accounts and real estate if Trump doesn't put up $454 million or get bond for the civil fraud judgment. James won against him, Letitia James. She ran on getting him, then she won because Democrats hate Trump's 30-day deadline to post a bond or deposit to block James from collecting while he appeals. The verdict arrives Monday. So today's Friday. On Monday, he's got to have $454 million in cash. Otherwise, she says she's going to start stealing his properties, seizing his properties, right? And it's pretty amazing. Now, he owns an estate in Seven Springs in Westchester County, New York. He owns a Trump National Golf Course in New York. And where is that? In upstate. It's in Westchester, not quite upstate, but in Westchester outside of the city. He owns a building in Lower Manhattan, 40 Wall Street is the address there. He owns 1290 on Avenue of the Americas in New York City. He, of course, owns Trump Park Avenue, a skyscraper with his name. That's the name of the building. You could live there for many millions of dollars, Trump Park Avenue. And he owns Trump Tower. And Letitia James, because she's in there with Chairman Mao, believes that all power comes from the barrel of a gun. They're planning on starting to steal his properties like third world communist dictators do. And that comes Monday. Now, let me go to Jonathan Turley, the great attorney law professor, Jonathan Turley, because he was asked about this in the 6 a.m. hour on the Fox News Channel today. And they've also got this thing where they've imposed a new penalty on him where they're going to monitor his activities for 3 years because, you know, they have power to abuse, and they're going to abuse it and monitor. That's they're going to whatever, they're going to harass him for 3 years because, you know, they've got power to abuse, and that's what they do. They abuse it. Here's Jonathan Turley today. Soundbite number 8, please. Talking about the monitoring. We'll just watch his business activities for 3 years, right? And he's got to behave because he, you know, he didn't behave. He didn't misbehave, rather. And they convicted him anyway. He didn't defraud any bank. His bank came in and testified. I think more than one bank came in and testified, said, no, we've got great business relationships with him. He's got the collateral. We loan money. He engages in business activities. Then he pays us back with interest. And we're very happy. And they said, well, that's not good enough. Man, I am telling you. Crazy. The New York Post with a headline today. Trump begs MAGA supporters for help with $464 million fraud bond. Keep your filthy hands off Trump Tower, in quotation marks. As the word filthy ought to be used, describing Democrats much more often. Jonathan Turley this morning on the Fox News Channel.
You would think that this monitoring would have been the entirety of the remedy. If the court was really concerned about whether Trump would be honest in future dealings, they could have just imposed a monitor. Instead, he imposes this ridiculous amount of penalty on Trump. He could have picked any figure because none of us can make sense out of this. He could have said $1 trillion. And he just sits back and watches the defendants scramble to have to sell off properties in order to protect properties.
It is a disgrace to Western jurisprudence. It is a disgrace to the rule of law in the United States of America. These people should not only be removed from their offices, the judge, Engoron, and of course the Attorney General of the state of New York should be removed. They should be disbarred. And they should die in shame for what they've done to our legal system. Jonathan Turley.
This is going to eventually have to go to some judge who's going to say enough. I mean, this really shocks the conscience. You should not have to sell off your property at fire sale prices in order just to get anyone to look at the judgment of this one judge.
The Bloomberg News headline, New York gears up to seize Trump Westchester assets, to seize his properties, a golf course, a mansion, and they're going to lie about the value because of these properties, because they've lied about everything all along, because they're leftists. They're not liberals. They're leftists, and all leftists are, at their core, they're criminals. You know, hence the murder of 100 million people and the destruction of country after country in the name of utopia. Jonathan Turley feels pretty much the way I do about what they've done to the legal system in America.
What's happening to the New York legal system is truly alarming. This was one of the premier systems in the world for businesses. And now people are fleeing New York. They see what's happening here.
Yeah, people are fleeing. People should be, there should be motorcades leaving the place. The bridges and tunnels should be packed with people fleeing. And, you know, then they've got their squatters in there murdering a young woman and stuffing her into a duffel bag because they're squatting in her apartment, her property. New York notifies suburban county of Trump fraud judgment as possible seizures loom. Yeah, Letitia James should have a seizure. Jonathan Turley. Talking about Judge Engoron.
This is a judge who could have resolved this. You know, he could have come up with an easy solution. You know, this is just because of Trump's portfolio being real estate. It's the nature of his business. But those are fixed assets. Trump Towers isn't going to go anywhere. He's not going to abscond with it. They could take the $100 million that he's offered and then take other agreements that he won't sell or change his interest in these fixed assets.
Yeah, but that's not what it's about. It's about political power and abusing it. And Letitia James should end up in a penitentiary, and Judge Engoron should be in the jail cell next to her. It'll be a transgender prison because Democrats, you know. And then there was, we used to have a principle of fairness in the United States. The left is here. they don't subscribe to those quaint old-fashioned notions of fairness.
Anyone looking at that would say, well, yeah, that seems fair. But that's not the profile of this case. This judge has done nothing to introduce any element of fairness through this. And so you're really in between a rock and a hard place if you're Donald Trump. You've got a portfolio with real estate, and people don't take real estate in order to float a bond.
Imagine that. And yesterday, we had this 30-year NBC network executive with his gay fantasies about Barron Trump, who just turned 18 years old. And so he decided it was time to move on that. And it's all the left, every single instance that we're talking about, it's the left. It's Letitia James, it's Judge Engoron, left, NBC news exec, with his gay fantasies about, until day before yesterday, 17-year-old Barron Trump. He's been tweeting about him for years, how hot he thinks Barron Trump is as a teenager. Now he wants to make his move. Wants him to come out as gay, marry a man, get a house in Mexico so he can visit him. It's a sick bunch of people. Oh yeah, what's going on with the manifesto of transgender mass murderer Audrey Hale? The FBI has been sitting on the manifesto for about a year now. There's an update on that today as well. Yes, sir. And the Palestinian execution, brother on brother, twin brother on twin brother. They're cleaning up their own act, I guess. Oh, hey, we're back. Let's take a phone call. Yeah, I want to hear Jonathan Turley on the Democrat Party. He grew up a Democrat, lifelong Democrat, he said. His eyes are wide open. Let's go to Stephen calling from Silver Spring, Maryland. Stephen, you're on the Chris Plant Show. Hey.
How you doing? Good morning, Chris.
Very well. Thank you.
Okay, listen. So I'm in a little real estate, and when Trump has his assets, like for the building, say his Trump Tower is worth $100 million, and they want to seize that, he probably owes a bank, say, $80 million on it or $70 million on it. So if the government seizes it and sells it, I'm wondering, does the bank come first? And is it, if they have the power to seize it in, like, say, a first trust over the bank, then they're going to defraud the bank.
I love it. I hadn't thought of that. So the bank will end up being defrauded because the Democrats will seize the property. And then, yeah, what are they going to do, Stephen? Are they going to liquidate the property? Are they going to run it themselves?
Then they don't get the fine.
Well, that's right. And are they going to run it as an ongoing concern? I think not. This is the stuff of the third world.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker. Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a 3-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.